Hi, I'm Joe from Project Geospatial, here with Mark Kriz from National Security Programs with GitLab. So introduce yourself a little bit and tell us a little bit about what GitLab does for you.
Sure. So my name is Mark Kriz. I'm with the National Security Programs Group here at GitLab. We primarily work with the intelligence community for the U.S. government. And basically what GitLab does is we are a single end-to-end DevSecOps platform. And our unique value proposition to the intelligence community missions is to allow developers using a single platform to develop software up to 20 times faster than they can using best-of-breed tools.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, yeah. And along with that, I mean, in the last 2 years, a lot of the work has been moving remote too. So they're developing faster, sure, but they're also developing, spread across, not co-located anymore. They're spread across countries even. So talk a little bit about that and how that's kind of affecting the intelligence community.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So what we saw with the pandemic was all of a sudden development programs that used to occur high side in a SCIF were forced out of the SCIF, and really it forced government leaders into a decision. Do they stop all development because now they're on what's called the low side or outside of the SCIF? Do they allow some level of development on the low side or do they just simply wait for the pandemic to end and then move everybody back into the SCIF? What happened, Joe, was really interesting. Agencies kind of varied in their decision process, but those agencies that led with let's look at what can be developed on the low side. They experienced the ability to keep the mission going. And not just keep the mission going, but they saw an increase in the ability to develop code on the low side much faster than they could on the high side. And that was really for a lot of different factors. But one of the key lessons learned was that developing low side, they needed to use a single end-to-end platform. Mm-hmm. And they needed to use, and the reason they needed a single end-to-end platform versus a whole bunch of different tools, disparate tools, was that they were spending too much time making those tools try to work together, where if they used a single end-to-end platform, their developers could stay within a single user interface the whole day, and they could actually get more done. And not only get more done, but they could collaborate across that single solution with government leadership and program management and the developers, and everybody was on the same version of the truth, or the same page, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you guys did a great job kind of moving that stuff in pretty quickly, especially for the intelligence community. So what are some of the remaining challenges that you see moving forward past this?
Sure. So as the pandemic, and we all hope, right, knock on wood, we all hope the pandemic is starting to slow down and maybe start to subside a little bit. We've seen some agencies in the IC are starting to revert back to the old way. They're asking people to come back in to the SCIF and develop high side. That's really creating some challenges. And what's happened, Joe, is during the pandemic, as people got used to remote work, number one, they could be more productive. Number two, think about this, it allowed those government agencies and the contractors that serve them the ability to look for talent all over the country. It didn't have to be talent just located near the agency or in a specific city. They could go across the United States and they could attract the best and brightest people. Well, if you force people back into the SCIF and you start to slide back into those old habits, now all of a sudden those talented developers are going to make a decision. Do I want to continue to work in this environment, or having gotten used to remote work and how productive I can be working from a remote location, do I want to pursue a different career or a different job? So talent acquisition and talent retention are two of the key drivers that are causing government leadership to rethink this idea, let's move everybody back into the SCIF post-COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is your other mission outside of keeping a spotlight on those benefits that they saw in the last 2 years. What was your mission here being at GEOINT?
So our mission here at GEOINT is to introduce more missions and more government leaders to GitLab's single end-to-end solution and the capability that we deliver for developers to be able to be really productive and to stay within that same user interface from start to finish. The idea that everybody is on the same version of the truth means that everybody can collaborate, so we're bringing more people into the conversation of development. And the real key finding out of that, Joe, has been pulling the security professionals into that conversation. So what's happened is we are working at GitLab to integrate more and more security capabilities into the workflow of the developer. What that means is it's called shifting security left. So what happens is, if you can bring security scanning of every line of code that you're producing really close to the developer, meaning as soon as that developer hits the commit button on a piece of code, they instantly know if they have introduced new vulnerabilities into their application or into their code. What happens is they can remediate those issues immediately on the fly, and that allows more secure code to be developed faster, and that drives the mission forward without sacrificing security. It's interesting, in my conversations with security professionals in the IC, some security professionals believe that velocity, or the speed at which you produce code, is the enemy of security. That is not true. In fact, GitLab has proven that if you bring security close to the developer, you can produce more secure code faster than you can by waiting till the end of your workflow and sending your code off to some third-party scanner, and then waiting for those results at some point to come back. If I know immediately that I've done something, I can fix it.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Well, is there anything else you'd like to touch on here before we wrap up?
Well, Joe, I appreciate that. I want to just emphasize a couple of things. GitLab is the world's largest all-remote company. And so pre-COVID, we were already working remotely. And that allowed us to not miss a beat during the pandemic and be able to allow our people to continue to be productive. And because of our all-remote culture, GitLab had a spotlight focused on us during the pandemic. And in fact, that led to us creating an ebook which is free for download, and I would encourage any of your listeners, they can go to GitLab and Google search GitLab All Remote, and that will take them to the download site. And we created a playbook for leaders, for people working in the trenches, and for everybody in the organization on how to transition from the old way of doing business into this remote workforce. So that would be something that I would encourage people to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Mark. This is Project Geospatial at the GEOINT 2022 Symposium here in Denver, Colorado.